It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Nikki Kaye.
Morena, Nikki Kaye, it's lovely to have you on the show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. This is great. This is our first chat with you as Deputy Leader of the Opposition. And it's been a big couple of weeks since the new leadership for the National Party has rolled through. We wanted to start by asking you a little bit about what your hopes are for your role as the Deputy Leader of the Opposition, and also talk a little bit about Todd Muller's latest speech that he made at the Tapuna Rugby Club over the weekend, and some conversation around what's happening with the DHBs and the government's new proposal. So let's start with Todd Muller's speech, because he said he wanted it to be a moment where he set out the values that describes who he is and who the party is. What were some of those values, and how is that going to translate into policy, Nikki?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, and it was reflected actually by some of the speakers before Todd got up to speak. Todd has, I think, a proud history of working in the community. So he's talked a lot about the economy of the community. So I think that, from my perspective, he has a value around community, and he has walked the talk, and we heard that from one or two of the speakers. I think he has also been very clear that he is someone that is a compassionate conservative. And one of the proud things in the National Party is that we have, in my view, Liberals and Conservatives, and he's been very clear that if he is Prime Minister, we will ensure that we help our most vulnerable while also growing income so that people are able to pay the bills. And we have what is the largest economic crisis of a generation, so it's really important that we're doing everything to be able to create those jobs. He's also talked about not increasing costs and taxes at this time, which I think is incredibly important.
And I'm quite curious about some of the stuff he was talking about with jobs. Nationals talked about JobStart as a program that that you're thinking about rolling out if you were in Parliament. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is, and how does it differ from what the government's currently doing in terms of reinvigorating jobs for young people especially?
Well, the problem is the government's doing very little, even by their own employment minister. He acknowledged in the House, I think, that the total of mana and mahi would be under 1,000 jobs. We've had 40,000 people lose their jobs. The predictions are, by the Reserve Bank, we could have 150,000 people. That would be like nothing that we've seen in our lifetime. And what we have put up in terms of JobStart is basically a $10,000 incentive for small businesses that hire a person. That incentive would kick in $5,000 initially on the hire, and then $5,000 after several months. And I think what's important about that is it is focused on small businesses, but it is a real incentive to be able to offset costs so that they actually take that risk and employ people.
One of the other things that you mentioned is welfare, and how that would perhaps stay the same under National if they were in power. You've said you're not going to cut welfare, but would you think about increasing it as well? Is the benefit something that you'd think about raising?
Well, National, actually, I mean, our record is that we lifted benefits for the first time in several decades under our government, and that occurred just after the GFC. So I think we've got that record. We'll be announcing policy through this campaign. But what we have been really clear about is we've talked a lot about what we call social investment, and that was in Todd's speech. And if you think about social investment, it's really saying that we want to invest more, actually, in some people who may have, for a variety of reasons in their life, had this advantage. And so whether that is the child that has not been able to read and write earlier, or it is someone who has, for a variety of reasons, had extreme trauma, and they've got mental health issues as a result. We're very keen to do more earlier, because we think that is morally the right thing to do, but also you have less costs later down track.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your role as the Deputy Leader of the Opposition. You've also got education and recreational sports as your portfolios for National. What kind of changes would you like to see for education in New Zealand, Nikki?
Well, I think last year I put out an education discussion document that did signal a few areas of reform. The first is I do believe that one of the single biggest issues in New Zealand is that we need to support children who have complex needs. So whether it is children who have dyslexia, dyspraxia, autism, or children who may have mental health needs, basically, in my view, there's a lot of reform that needs to go on. We don't have the workforce of people, so we've talked about having more specialist people in child development. We have a range of issues around some of the people in the system now, teacher aides, who need better career pathways. So there's a whole area of policy around better support for children with complex needs. We've also signalled we believe that we need to do more to support people to go into teaching. So we previously talked about both increasing the number of teachers to reduce class sizes in primary school, incentivising teachers, people to go into teaching. And I think there's more that we can do to support a better environment for teachers. And then another area that we have as well talked about is the whole skills area, which is going to come to the fore at this time, whereby we have a whole lot of people who have not got work. So how do we ensure that they are upskilled to deal with the fact that they don't have a job at the moment, and we've got a huge focus in that area.
What are your thoughts about the government's current trades scheme in that sense, in terms of upskilling people or helping people retrain? Do you think that's something that the National Party supports?
Well, we certainly do support trade apprenticeship schemes, but I think what we will be talking about is that while they work for a group of New Zealanders, there are, particularly because of COVID and the world changing a bit, there's a need in the technology area to sort of upskill a range of people around SMEs. So we'll be saying that we do think we've got to expand the offering. There's a lot of New Zealanders in different situations. Some students have, for instance, lost their part-time job. There's people who have never been out of work. They're the flight attendants, the pilots that need to, it could be used in other parts of our economy. You know, there's pilots who people are saying to me could be maths teachers. So there's a lot more offerings that need to occur in our tertiary system, and that's what we'll be focused on.
And just quickly, I wanted to touch on recreational sport. Obviously, COVID's had a huge hit on that, but we're seeing people be able to go and watch massive rugby games, for example, on the weekend. Is this something that you're quite happy about seeing sort of be able to happen again now, Nikki?
Well, I think we've got to trust the scientists. I mean, we're obviously really disappointed with the situation that's in the media at the moment about the several cases, and Todd's just called actually on the Minister of Health to potentially step aside. But I think we have to trust the scientists, and they, you know, would argue that things have been safe. And so while we have debated about ensuring that they get the public health rationale out there for certain sectors, which I think is really important, you know, we do need to trust what they're saying.
And just before we let you go, Nikki, I did want to touch base on the big announcement that was made yesterday, that the government is looking to revamp the DHBs across New Zealand. We're seeing things like there might be a Māori Health Authority created as part of this, and we're also seeing that perhaps some of the elected representatives on DHB boards might be removed as well. What is your party's thoughts on this big change to the DHBs?
Well, what we've said is we still think it's a bit of a mixed bag. We've got to work our way through it. It's quite a massive report. Mm. But one of the things that we are concerned about is the sort of the proximity of decisions locally. So if you scrap a group of DHBs, well, they have the local knowledge, will we be able to get the access to services? And, I mean, I give you an example. My electorate, I've got Great Barrier Island, Waiheke Island, and Auckland Central. Now, again, there's a real debate that I have with some of those communities about how we get access to local healthcare. So in some regional parts of New Zealand, they'll be quite worried about losing their DHB, so that's what we've got to work our way through.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Nikki. It's a real pleasure to have you on the show, and we're looking forward to having more conversations with you in the coming weeks.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. Talk to you in a fortnight. Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Nikki Kaye.